Hi, Spruce. Back here today with Coach Ben Barr, UMaine men's hockey. Had a weekend down at UConn. It was a little different than one season in a while. Fell behind in both games, roared back Friday, and couldn't get back on Saturday.
Yeah. Hockey is, we've been fortunate to, I don't know if it was a 9 or 10 game unbeaten streak. So, you know, we get spoiled with that a little bit. But hockey's a game where, you know, I think we actually probably played better in a lot of aspects on Saturday than we did on Friday, and the score is the score. You know, like I thought UConn was very desperate on Saturday. That showed, and the two goals they scored were just desperation, jam it to the net. We weren't able to score those type of goals, and as the season goes along, those are the goals that you got to score. You're not going to score the end-to-end, you know, SportsCenter top 10 goals all the time. And that was the difference in the game on Saturday.
Well, you said last week that no one should take UConn lightly. You felt when they were up here, even though we had a lopsided score against them, that they played really well. You mixed some things up. You swapped Harrison Scott to the first line and put Linden back with Donovan. And are you going to be able to get any of the players you've been missing back?
I think we will in the next few weeks. It's still day
right.
by day. We have a new defenseman in Jack Dalton that just joined our team yesterday, so you know, we'll see how fast he gets up to speed. Grayson Arnott, I think, is close. Nolan Renwick is closer. I'm not 100% sure, you know, when, you know, we'll get those guys exactly back, you know, so, but that's part of the game, you know, got to be able to get things done with or without, you know, guys, because that's always going to be part of, high-level sports.
Yeah, in the third period on Friday when you scored the 5 goals, you get a shorthanded goal and you get an empty netter from a defenseman. That's got to be good. It's always good when you get goals from defensemen. It all happened so quickly. I mean, I was listening to the game driving home, 13 minutes to go, it's 3-1. I'm thinking, come on, guys, you got to tie this up. Never would have thought UConn would be the team pulling the goalie at the end of that period.
Yeah.
Do you think that sometimes when that happens, you come out the next night and you think, well, so we're behind, we'll catch up? That can get into be a mindset when you've got that as many skilled players as you have?
I think that's a real thing, but I don't think that's been the case with our team at all. In the last few games where we've gone down, that Colgate game, they scored, I think, 3 goals on 4 or 5 shots.
Yeah.
The first 3 shots went in on Victor on Friday night. We got to be better than that, obviously. We had to start better than that. Friday night or Saturday night, our first period was fantastic. I think we outshot them like 13-1 or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't score. And so, like, not scoring and not finding a way to get to a rebound or get a net front tip screen, that was a problem. And that wasn't that we didn't play well. The second period was, you know, pretty even. In the third period, I thought we played well and we didn't, you know, they scored the 2 goals. So, we have to be better. We have to be more desperate. We have to find a little more urgency, because that's what almost every game is going to be like that down the stretch. You know, you're going to have desperate teams fighting for every point in hockey.
Yeah, and that's certainly the case this weekend. Lowell was playing well below what I think they expected they would be. Norm's a good coach, been there a long time. They come in with a less than .500 record. That means they're sort of dangerous.
If you look at last weekend, I think every series was a split.
Yeah.
So whether teams have good records, bad records in the first half, it's almost irrelevant. Everyone in Hockey East is capable of beating anybody else. And that's, our team the last 2 years proved that, you know.
Yeah.
So for us to think we're going to go into any game as a favorite is silly. And, you know, we can't have that mentality. And we have to find the desperation and urgency that we had in our first game. And, and I don't think that's dropped a ton. It's just finding that night in and night out for any team is a challenge. And, you know, for our young guys, we're still playing 6 or 7 freshmen every night.
I know.
More. So it's, you know, it's a learning process.
this new player is, you say Jack Dalton is his name, mm-hmm. and comes from.
He's played down in New Mexico. That's where Brandon Holt and Sully Scholl came from. Actually played with those guys the last couple of years. So, I think he's a defenseman that's going to give us some depth. He's a really good kid. He's excited for an opportunity. It wasn't something that we had planned on doing, obviously. You don't usually add defensemen on January 15th. But, you know, just the situation and then not having Artem, you know, become eligible.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had some injuries, so it's. You know, we just decided that, you know, it's too much to, you know, we don't want to risk not having
enough guys,
play, especially, you know, we were close to that against Colgate when, you know, Liam was out, Grayson Arnott's out, you know, obviously Artem is ineligible. So that's three of our nine that we started with at Artem. So we had six and, you know, you were getting pretty close to having a forward play D, which is a tough thing to ask. And, so I think he's going to give us some depth. I think in time he'll be a really good player for us. And, you know, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, it'll be good to have the boys back home this weekend. Wish you the best of luck. We'll be up in the cheap seats rooting you on.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Coach.